Alexandra DiTrolio. President Donald Trump has announced his support to increase the minimum age for buying weapons from 18 to 21, as well as stricter background checks. On Twitter, the president said he was also in support of ending sales of bump stocks, a gun attachment that allows the weapon to fire faster. Trump also called for arming school teachers that are trained in using a firearm and suggested he would support giving those teachers a bonus. The president said he is not in favor of active shooter drills in school. He said the drills were, quote, negative and hard on children and prefers having a, quote, hardened school. Chilean clergy sex abuse victims spoke with a team from the Vatican sent to investigate claims that now Bishop Juan Barros covered up sex abuse by Father Fernando Caradima. However, yesterday, Archbishop Charles Scicluna, who is leading the team, had to undergo emergency gallbladder surgery, so many of the victims spoke with another Vatican official. The Archbishop had made the trip to Chile even though he wasn't feeling well, but began to feel worse while listening to testimony on Tuesday. Democratic Senator Tony Mendoza of Los Angeles has resigned over allegations of sexual misconduct just days before a possible vote to expel him from the Senate. In his resignation letter, Senator Mendoza is highly critical of State Senate President Kevin DeLeon, saying DeLeon went after him with such vigor in an attempt to convince the Me Too movement of the sincerity of his support. During their investigation, lawyers found that Mendoza had likely engaged in unwanted, quote, flirtatious or sexually suggestive behavior with six women. The leaders of Christian churches in Jerusalem are criticizing the city's plan to have churches pay property taxes. Earlier this month, Jerusalem municipal authorities pointed to a new legal opinion that stated the properties were not legally defined as places of worship, and so they were not entitled to tax-exempt status. The authorities then handed out fines reaching almost $190 million to a number of properties. Church leaders say that the city has always recognized and respected what Christian churches have contributed to Jerusalem, including investing billions into schools, hospitals, and homes.